Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
here, we're straining you up, we're going to kill you. So I'm sure I walk in the building, I'm like, how you doing? I mean, I was like Joel T, I was smiling at everybody. Like, man, they're going to kill me up in here. First night, nothing happened. The Lord said, hey, Sean, I need you to show them love. The next day, I got up and I started hugging the men. How you put a man of God? Brandon, they looking at me like, boy, you tripping. So hugging their wives and everything. They like, hold up now. You tripping now. You about to get killed early in the game. All of a sudden, and I got this video on Facebook, I shoot to y'all, and a pastor wife walked in the building. She walked in the building and she had a cast on her hand. She was whiter than Vanna White. I mean, real white. She was like black girl white. Country white. She was like white. Like the essence of a cloud, you know. She was just all of it out there. And I love my, y'all know y'all, you know. But now my brother, my sons and daughters are white. A Caucasian. I don't mess with black people no more. Y'all crazy. Every now and then I deal with a couple of y'all. But that's another sermon from another day. But anyway, to my wife, you keep on the boat, jump. But all of a sudden, she come walking in the building with a cast on. And the spirit of faith came upon me. And I took my hand and I grabbed the cast. Everybody jumped like, what you doing? And I ripped it off her hand. I had the power and the strength to rip it off. Her fingers were broken in several different places. One bent back this way, one was broken sideways, one was crooked to the side. And right before my eyes, her finger went. Everybody went crazy. The power guard rushed the building. People getting healed from fibromyalgia. Cancer tumors was falling off of people. It was like crazy. All of a sudden, the men were wiping my forehead with the towel, serving me. The women were tying my shoe. It was like a lion and a lamb hugging. It was like, God showed up. Third night, they were fully between. They knew I knew God. They're like, I was the best black friend they ever had. I wasn't even black no more. I was like, you know, dark skin white. You know, I was just tired of. So all of a sudden, they coming up and up. Boom. The third night, I said, you know what? And then here comes my friends. I noticed that they didn't give me no offer either. This is the third day, and I'm on a 4-day meeting. I'm like, these people didn't give me an offer yet. That's my mind, that poverty mindset. I said, you know what? I'm going to preach about the seed. I'm going to make them feel guilty. The Holy Spirit said, no, you preach about me. Well, you're not going to do you for him, please. At the wrong time, make you feel guilty. You know. So I went back out there again a fortnight, and it tied me up to the pole. I said, I knew they was acting. They about to kill me. So they're trying to prophesy to me while they tying me up, saying, yeah, when you go back, this is what's going to happen to you in your ministry. So they tying me up like, Lord, these people about to roast me. I don't know what they about to do, but it don't look right from here. All of a sudden, they finally let me go. They say, brother, we just want to be a blessing to you. We took our offer from all 4 nights, and we want to give it to you. My $1,000 CD got me $6,000 in 4 days. My $1,000 CD got me $6,000 in 4 days. I broke the back of poverty with $1,000 CD. I went home. My brother said, boy, you want to go to a job, you do nothing. I said, you know what? I'm going to rule my world from the comfort of my home. One day I just say, Lord, my mailbox is filled with plenty. And that $10,000 check, $15,000 check, $20,000 check, $50,000 check. My wife like, boy, you know God. She's like, you were talking for real. I don't know why I got all my times I prophesied. Now you're a real prophet. Because you're bringing in prosperity. But I broke the back of poverty with $1,000 seed. I didn't get on television and ask for no money. I didn't pump and prime nobody for no money. People that don't even know me start sending up nations from other countries. When you get people from others to give you money, you know God. And people come to the meeting, they don't even know why they want to keep the business. I don't know why. I just want to give the gift. My wife won't get a business. Women just give me out their purse and just give it to jewelry, take it off. I'm like, Lord, what is this? I don't want these people that be doing some voodoo on them, making them just come. You know what I'm saying? He said, whenever my spirit is present, people love to give. No, that's a manipulating spirit. This is not an auction. But I had to learn this. Whenever I tell somebody to something, now this is not a function memory that we have. You don't tell people to so let them be led. So you take the pencil, you rub the leg, now go in your pocket now, and so. No such thing in the Bible that says you have to be led to give.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, the priest told them what to give. Because he knew the people wouldn't give.
Right.
Two sheaves of this. Give me two oxen of this. Give me two rivers of this. So when a man of God said, give me $1,000 city, you got to obey that principle.
Oh my God.
It's biblical. Okay, yeah. I know what your pastor told you, but that's wrong. In the Bible, the man of God, Elijah, told a widow what to give. He said, make me a marsh of bread first. Then, your crew will all never dry up. Your meal barrel never will empty. When you talk to a prophet, your crew will all is your anointing.
Come on now.
Your meal barrel is how you make your bread. When you talk to a prophet, your oil will never run up, run out, and your money won't go funny. I said, Lord, let me test that theory. So he went to Israel. It took me $5,000 to get there. We there, and God released the angel of miracles, signs, and wonders to me. He released the angel of provision to me. We came back, and money started appearing in people's pockets. Bank accounts. I said, Lord, what is this phenomenon? He said, because you have sold so much in your account, on a strip, you have to speak from your account to give to them. So they won't look at the prophets as people who take it from them, but someone trying to get something to them. I said, Lord, well, how can I access this miracle ticket? Make sure you teach some people about sacrificial giving. Sacrifice opens up the window. Zacchaeus was a rich publican, but he obtained salvation through seed. He gave back the money he took from the people, and Jesus said, today, salvation has entered his house. So he got salvation before Jesus even died. Through his seed. Because Jesus received the Holy Ghost before he even got baptized or even accepted Jesus as his Savior.
Uh-huh. Yep.
His elf came up as a memorial and he broke protocol.
Yeah.
He had to do all that extra stuff.
Yeah.
He was already saying, set free and deliver just that quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, can we permit these men in the water? They received the same baptism without the same protocol.
Yeah. Wow.
So Cornelius see got him to do over what the disciples had to do in Acts chapter 2.
Glory.
Oh, y'all ain't reading the Bible. Cornelius received the Holy Ghost and Jesus before the message was even finished. He didn't repent, the Bible said. He didn't even get baptized yet. He just started speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
His seed gave him access to the spirit realm before he even got the message. Most preachers just try to pump and pry you. No, I'm going to teach you how to access the world around, how to access money and finances. See, I tell people all the time, there's a lot of good ministries that's good ground. But we're not good ground. We fertile. You can go in a one-on-one minute and sleep with her and take a year for to get pregnant. But then, like my wife, you just sleep with her and she get pregnant instantly. So you gotta know the difference between good ground and fertile. All right. Fertile is constantly producing. Every time someone sees the right intentions and a sacrificial seed, they always reap a harvest. You always get testimonies of money miracles. Never fail. No matter what country we're in. Never. Money appearing in people's pockets, bank accounts, wallets, right then and there. This is going to happen today. If, see that's a key word, if we get sacrificially on tonight. So, pastors, leaders, you need to teach your people how to give. Forget all that talk you looked about. We don't need your money. We're trying to go all around the board. We need your money. Ministry, it takes that. But guess what? At the same time, when you reach a certain level, you have to worry about something that we pay. You worry about withdrawing deposit.
Yes.
I don't never need money. Oh, yeah. What y'all saw? They didn't even pay a quarter of the budget.
Amen.
Not even a quarter. All it was the lunch money. The budget for this meeting was like close to $3,000. We ain't even close to $300. Hallelujah. But you know what? I love y'all. I want to teach you so you can get out of this poverty mentality. Because when I get home, I know a check waiting on me. Why are you being cocky? No, I'm being confident.
Yes.
So you boasting? Yeah, on him. Because I want you to walk in the same realm. I went from being homeless to owning homes.
That's all
right.
With an S. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Debt free.
Debt free.
Not breakthrough, but debt free.
Yes.
Breakthrough means you getting broke, trying to pay, trying to be free. No. No more breakthroughs. I'm past all that. You should have been broken. And it's time to thrive, not just strive.
Amen.
It's time to walk as kings and queens in the Lord.
Amen.
She said, I don't know where you got to go to Jamaica with Cindy Trim. Because Cindy don't mess with no broke people.
Amen.
She checked our financial records before she even invited us out. Because if evil company corrupts your good behavior, what does broke company do?
Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now.
I know that there's somebody like that they left out of the rib cage. I want both of the wishing that we can do something together. Let's make it happen.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Our preacher put by disciple the rich. Jesus had 12 businessmen. He had 12 broke people.
Yes, he did.
All of them had a business. Because they left their jobs to follow him.
Yes.
Yes. So tonight, I want you to circle your best seed. If you can. If you can, I want you to make a pledge. I want you to do what I did. My wife, look, everybody getting out of the spirit. They start. They spirit man talking. Get the gas money there. I said, you know what? Lord, this got to stop. coming to nations, because I ain't got patience for this.
He, I watched him in Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. See, God will use a worldly thing. See, I don't worry about going for certain movies. I get the prophetic out the movie. I look for the spiritual aspect of each movie.
Yes, yes.
Every movie. I turn out my ear to certain things. I don't let them get in my spirit. But I try to look for the spiritual significance of the movie. That's when you get mature. You ain't mature? Stay out of that movie. So I'm watching Pursuit of Happiness. Will Smith, they gave him a miss. And they had the top companies at the top and the low companies at the bottom. And they said, work yourself from the bottom to the top. From the bottom to the top. So I told the Lord this. I feel like I'm making the makeup artist. For this guy right here. So I'm setting up the list. He got the list. And the Lord said, and then we just crashed off the bottom and went straight to the top for one person. This top dude. And that helped him get the contract for to get in. So spiritually, I think that as God took me, scratch out the bottom, the black churches, and go to the top of the food chain. So I went to white churches. Don't give something to black people, because I'm blacker than everybody in this room. When I did that, my ministry went. He said, stop dealing with the crabs in a bucket. Go to the lobster. When I did that, then I really became an international ministry. You need you, you need some white friends. Oh, yeah. You don't got a white friend, and God ended up giving us a white secretary. And we told her everywhere we go. And they be tripping out like, they look at her like, you with them? Like, for real? Like, you work for a black man? I'm like, yeah. She works for a black man. My wife's African, she white, and I'm a black Jew. We all make stuff up in here. Gumbo pot. But that's how I'm going to do it. When that happened, my life was never the same. Then, all of a sudden, my people stopped calling me. Because they were trying to get some of my wife's friends. They got stupid. Yeah, I never invite none of them out. You don't see them up in the sun? Oh no, black people play too much. Oh no, you ain't gonna get my heart. It's the devil's a liar. I'm stingy in the law. You don't mess with my partner. They saw into that poverty spirit you got up there. Unanointed tip-off. No! Anytime white people want to support you, you know you're anointed.
Amen.
They want the real. They ain't trying to hear you black. They call me brother. They don't call me prophet. Brother Charles? I'm like, well, I'm going to be brother today. Yeah. They don't care about all that. They don't care about no titles. How many church members are they? They just want to see the power and the love of God. There's two problems with both churches. Black churches, I have healings, prophetic, and deliverance. And y'all got to rebuke and correct. Why should you have rebuke? Everybody else see the prophetic. But they know how to love and show grace. Black churches don't show no grace. No love. You know what I mean? I cut you off immediately. One time, you tell me something wrong, you over out of my book. That's a done deal. But both parties have to learn from one another. But that's why black churches don't see signs and wonders. Because they don't have no love and grace. So you did stuff between, because God don't want the prophetic tonight. The prophetic and deliverance. That's it. You're going to pay the doctor to get healed. But you don't understand about signs and wonders. But they understand their signs and wonders. They just don't understand prophetic. It just be poetic.
And the Lord just blesses the Lord and keep us and all that good stuff. And the winds blow and the mountains crumble. And the Lord said that all these things are going to happen real simple. And Israel's going to come back and Iran is going to attack them. And I don't even know the rules.
win.
Yes.
Stop voting for another president. Vote for a prophet that will talk to the president,
yes,
like in the Bible days.
Yes.
You be praying the wrong prayer. Why about who's going to be in office? So we got to make sure that these things happen, amen? So tonight, tonight, I'm going to challenge you, if you can.
They ain't going to write me a text in here. I know he's going to try to jack us.
If you can. If you don't have it now, I want you to pledge it to SMI. I want you to pledge $1,000 seat. I can hear a pin. Boy, that's the cries I've been up here all day. If you can sell $1,000 seed, your life will never be the same.
Amen. Amen.
There's a pastor in Mickey. He's over $1,000 seed time ministry. He was looking for a building and didn't have no money. I said, he's showing a building you want, any building in Macon, and take me to it. He said, well, they have this big building over here, but you don't have no credit and no money to move in. I said, take me to the building. I laid hands on the building. I stared at it, and I said, it's done. He said, that's all you want to pray? I said, it's done. Call me when they let you in. 2 months later, they get in the building. No credit. No money. Nothing. And they already had a line of people who had cash money to give. That is the trick part about it. The owner thought someone tied to the church.
Wow.
We are praying for people that receive hundreds of thousands of dollars. We pray for a pastor in Florida. In fact, we're going to be in his church in May. Pastor Cuff. After I put for him and his wife over the phone, the very next day somebody came and dropped them $5,000. Turn around and give them a contract for $700,000 to build these buildings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, you ain't like, you got $700,000 in your pocket. Like, oh, that ain't nothing. You just staring at me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I can see the Lord, you're going to prosper and not. If you can pledge it, so pledge it $100 a month. If you can sow $100, sow it. If you keep your level at only 50s and 20s and 10s and this, and you talk about you want to be big time in ministry, it'll never happen. Never. If you can't sow into another man's vision, God can't bless you with what you was. Never. Never. I tried it. It didn't work. You know how much money I give in tithes and offerings? Hallelujah. I can keep them up. And sowing into your whole ministry is not sowing. I just want to correct you for that one. Oh, well, these people, we pay tithes to our own church. Fool, you put the Bible saying, well, she paid the tithe out of your house. Deuteronomy 26. So if you sow into your own ministry, you ain't going to prosper because you're sowing into yourself. It don't take faith to sow to yourself. It takes faith to sow to somebody else. Did I say that out loud? Oh, yeah, I did. I know that. I'm coming out right, gripping y'all teeth like, So I'm going to let me talk about all of you here in a second. Because I did some of the seeds of my own self yesterday. Sow to somebody else's ministry. That's not anybody, but someone who you know moving prosperity. That move in manifestation of the Lord that can get a prayer through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I sow to my man of God. And I've been sowing to my own pastor. And you still in your same situation? Better check that. Either something wrong with the soil or something wrong with the ground you saw it in. It gotta be either two. One of the two. I know it ain't me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
we tell our people in Houston all the time, the ones that don't read, we're like, something wrong with y'all, because everyone else, we don't people read. I tell my sons, I be checking my finances all the time. And I'm going to pull, I talk to them and I say, boy, I never kept up, I'm going to pull away from them. Because I don't want to reap your poverty.
Amen.
That's like a cancer.
Right.
I don't want that. You better get together.
Do an old maker right quick.
So, sow the best seed. If you don't got it, sow the best you can. Don't give God nothing. Give your best. If you have 100, you sow 20, that ain't a sacrifice. But if you sow 90, that's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Most preachers don't tell you that. They're going to another party trying to get my money. Yes, I am. Because you ain't going to do nothing with it anyway. You're just going to get. You're going to sow to the flesh.
Yeah,
and of the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. Yeah. But if you sow to the spirit, of the spirit, you'll reap everlasting life.
Yeah.
That's the end of my message.
Glory to God.
For our finances. One, we want to make sure we take care of these speakers, because if not, I might have to sow out my own pocket. And it's not what I want to give to them. We want to be able to bless them exceedingly abundantly. Because I don't believe people come out to minister the word and don't get something for their labor. But I'm going to bless them either way, whether they also or not. But I just want to make sure that they leave this place, because I don't want to stain on my name. Like, yeah, if you bet you probably shall be weird at me, like, yeah, the bird, you know, getting $2, $20. He's going to be the man, he's going to have money. Yeah, right. So we just want to simple. Into these appointments that have been going forward. These speakers that have been going forward. So you're not only sowing into what I'm doing, you're sowing into the whole vision and the people that were a part of the vision.
Yes.
So you're going to reap from their anointing as well.
God.
So you're getting triple, quadruple from your trouble.
Jesus.
So get out your best seed. If you want to make appointments, we have our information over there. Give us your information. My wife will be, you have a credit card machine. If you have, you need a credit card machine, we have the credit card machine. I want you to make $1,000 pledge. You probably never did it before in your life. I guarantee your life will never be the same. Your life will, you got to challenge yourself. The Bible says, by faith, Abram sowed a more excellent seed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His faith was attached to what he sowed. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac. Everything different thing has something to do with giving. Obedience is better than sacrifice, but every time God challenges obedience, he will always require sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
So I know y'all don't like me, so I don't even need to. That was my message for the day. We're going to go home right after the offering. Because he's not, I should have waited. After the miracles, and then y'all, see, I ain't want to buck y'all up after, you know, your face grew back, or your leg grew out, or, you know, something like that, and then you're like, okay, man, I give it. No. I want to teach you. So you won't get caught up in no music, no hype, they buck you, they go off your emotions to give.
That's right.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Because most Christians do that. You take your emotions, and then you go out, you're going to reap. Because he don't teach you what you need to know about what's about to transpire when you sow.
Hallelujah.
I take an hour to teach about finances, because that's the key to worship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God, give me a word. So you can grow. I'm telling you. This, I'm not boxing or bragging, but this is anointed soil. Anybody that sowed, my mother-in-law sowed to me.
Amen.
When you get your mother-in-law to pay tithes and offerings, you know God. Now, she thought I was a kind artist at first, a pimp, preacher. Like, yeah, you trying to put me in my daughter. You know, I don't like you, first of all. You can keep your money. Because she ain't like me. I mean, she's a cursed out at church. Now I'm her best. She served under the ministry.
That's all right.
The same lady who was a cursed out in front of the church Call me names and I have to be patient and be humble. It's the same one that served in the ministry now.
Hallelujah.
Even my daughter, my stepdaughter, who hated my guts, so took ministry. Oh yeah, she hated me. But I came and changed everything when I met my wife. You know, stepdaddy, you know, stepdaddy step on the kids, you know. So they was like, uh-uh, we gotta get him out of here. How am my mother-in-law plotting together? It was double team. Every time my wife used to come up to the podium and a prophet don't even know, I say, you have two witches in your family. I was trying to, you need to stick with this man of God. She's like, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We had about 15 confirmations and 19 revelations about that before she finally said, I'm going to marry you. Let me tell you something. The seed works. Put a demand on your seed, name your seed. And when you sow it, he will seek to the sower. If you say, well, probably I don't got nothing to sow, it's because you ain't a sower. He will seek to a sower.
Yeah.
Not a every now and then sower, but a sower, a consistent sower. Yeah. He will seek to.
Yeah.
I don't ever ask him for a harvest. I always ask him for more seed. Mm-hmm. So that way I'm always having supply. Hallelujah. I know your pastor don't teach you that. But go into your pockets. Give your best offering. If you want to make a pledge, pop this toward right down the side. Give us your information. We'll give you a card, and you can sow to SMI, www.showmore.org, and sow. And believe God for the best. If you don't have the $1,000 seed, you just want to pledge $100 one-time offering, or $50, or $20. Sow tonight. You can sow online or you can sow right here. Either way, it goes. Amen? So don't lose the spirit, man. Don't get out of the spirit because we start talking about money. Because that's why you're still in the same situation. Okay. How many of y'all have ministries in here? You need to sow from your personal and your ministry.
Amen.
Oh. Some people are like, I should have put my hand on. He's gonna be looking for me to suffer. I want to take two off of Daniel's hand.
Two. You said two.
Two. Out of about 2 or 3 witnesses, my word is established. So you know your seed speak. The Bible said that Abraham's seed still speak to this day. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This. I mean, y'all about to be the glory cloud lift and everything.
Come on, bro.
Oh, man, I hate those offers, but I always get I feel a gunshot that from y'all. So, oh, you better see. So your club money, your baby diaper money, they need to be in training to be on the toilet anyway. So your money you go for the casino with, cigarettes. Beer, liquor, whatever you want, some all that. Weed money.
Oh, my God.
Gotta get you delivered. Oh, I take from the devil's because once you touch my hand, it's humble there. Oh, yeah, I take money from anybody. Mm-hmm, it don't matter. I don't feel no condemnation at all. Hallelujah. For real. If you want your mansion on earth, you need a soul.
Amen.
The thief didn't get his mansion, he just got in paradise. I mean, you're going to be sleeping with the lions, tigers, and the bears when you're up there. You ain't going to be in the Father's house. That was for the apostles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to read our Bible. I love you all, but we need your money. I ain't joking. Come up here. The old me used to rob and Jackie. Come on. Come up here. Yeah, come on. I ain't playing. Come on. You give. You like him? See, I like this brother. Oh, he said, I like him. My man. Ain't no game. For real, though, we got to be real. Don't freak the truck playing all them games and act like, oh, you don't want to give? I don't play no games. I give. I give in my own means.
Why? Because I want to read from the word as well. I'm going to let my wife pray a prayer, and then we're going to get off into, it's quiet. Someone about to slip out the door. Now, let me tell you something. They had a man, let me tell you, that's the one. It's not about so much about the money. Let me tell you something. They had a guy who gave $3 in change in Auburn, Alabama. That's his last money. 3 years later, somebody gave him $50,000, and he traced it back to the penny that he had. It wasn't so much the amount, it was the sacrifice behind it. That was his gas money, that was his last money to live off to the people, so he was waiting on somebody to give him some money. And God gave him $50,000. Go ahead, dog. You the man. They got all these, let me tell you something, y'all.
Amen.
I receive it.
Glory
to God. I receive it. Let me tell you something. When you don't worry about the money, money's don't worry about you. Oh, y'all missed that.
I believe it, Father.
Oh, yeah. You believe God's going to multiply? Are you ready to receive? You sure? Been saving for your bills. We're going to get in the glory, and I believe that same money will appear back into your pocket. But even more. Or somebody going to pay that bill for you. You know, one thing about Jesus don't worry about your bills. You don't want to worry about it. The Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. But first seek the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And all his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. What was the seeking the kingdom? When you give, when you pray, and when you fast. So long as you did your part, it's up to God now. It's not your worry. When you worry, you wrap weeds around your faith seed. Worry kills a lot of people. The Bible says you shall reap if you faint not. That means don't worry. Don't give up. So don't worry, woman of God. You ain't getting your money back. I'm letting you know that right now. So we won't pray and you're gonna reap. I put my name on it. And I'm going to talk to their souls. Let me tell you something. People that are sold down there, so they start moving in what we move in. Or they start reaping something. I'm going to tell you something right there. They start moving in stuff. We move in. Money miracles start happening in the ministry too, and that's something to us. So, and how long it took? Not at all. They're on the phone. Forever, people. A man is going to see how much? $200. He's just going to appear out of nowhere. A pastor. And it is a period and it's out of nowhere. Let me tell you something. You know when you're anointed, when your mentor sowing to you. My spiritual father was sowing $1,000 to me to get my anointing for money miracles. He went to a meeting. He gave $500. The next minute, he went home. He had no money. The wife said, that's up at the gas station. He said, you got to use the card. He went in his pocket, and he checked, and he looked at it, and then all of a sudden, $500 appeared back in his pocket. So, don't worry. Let worry worry about itself. You can see people of God and all his righteousness through someone. Yeah. And all these things going to be added on to you. Oh, what about the bill?
Hallelujah.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
You just know that God's about to do something big.
Yes.
Believe my prophet.
Yeah.
and you shall prosper.
That's right. Yeah.
I tell people all the time, go watch our videos, go check them out before you buy it out, to build your faith.
Yeah.
But when we do come, you know, I know one thing, when I get in the atmosphere with this man of God, something gonna shift.
Yes, sir.
We got all these prophets up in here. We got this powerhouse and her husband. We got the man of God over here. We got the woman of God over there. We got, oh, we got elder back there with a chief apostle. We got all these different people that moving in all this glory and anointing. Ain't no way you gonna leave here and don't get blessed.
No way.
And then we got my wife over here.
Amen.
Praying. Ninja, she's disappearing and reappearing in spots. Praying for people. I like straight disrespectful. Like, I don't care who's talking right now, I'm about to go pray for this person. She's straight with protocol on this going. But people are getting healed up in here during the meeting. Not about the problem, it's about what's happening. Metal coming into bones. Tumors dissolving inside of people's bodies. Limbs growing out.
Yes.
And we just got something.
Hallelujah.
So what you worrying about
money for?
That's small potatoes. Amen?
Yes.
Oh my God, don't you worry. You sow, you don't ripple. And we're going to pray for money miracles for everybody that's sold.
Amen.
And this is what we just might as well just go straight into the manifestations.
Yeah.
Y'all done pulled up. I don't even need a priest. I'm preaching about my message. Forget your message. Do what the Holy Ghost is saying, do. So when we're going to do this, we're going to worship.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, everything that needed to be said by the prophetic has already been said. Anything else is just gonna be flesh. I'm being real. So I come up here trying to, well, there's gonna be some book of trying to outdo the next person, trying to be a theologian, some of all these Greek and the Greek and the hermeneutics and the exegesis of the scripture. Yeah. As a matter of fact, my new book coming out about how to know your calling, I'm doing that one. And I explain about the person who started hermeneutics. And context of scripture. Found out later that he was an atheist.
Wow.
So we don't study on the context of scripture, but we study on the rhema. Knowing the Greek and the Hebrew doesn't give you the historical facts of the scripture, but it doesn't give you the right now rhema of the scripture. For his grace, Paul did not preach grace on the streets. He only preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. And the message of how he came into revelation of Jesus Christ. And the rest was the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. But he wrote epistles to the Gentile churches about coming into Judaism. So we get the grace message mixed up. Paul did not preach grace. He wrote to the churches that try to conform with the Judaism. But he was a Jew. And he still followed the law. He still went to the Passover. And he still paid tithes and offerings to Jerusalem. So when we get up here and come about the grace message, we need to know what grace he was talking about. And who that was for. So this grace message out here, stop listening to that foolishness. Yeah, because they have you sliding over in the mail listening to that because of the greasy grace. That was for the Gentile churches who tried to go into Judaism.
Right.
That was not for everybody.
Right. Right.
The Bible even tells us that when you are Jews, circumcised in the heart.
Yes.
Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law.
Right.
I don't care what you think Paul said. Jesus said, when it's in red, you can't go wrong. Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law, nor the prophets, but I come to fulfill. And he cursed those who practice lawlessness, which means the opposite of the law. So anybody preaching anything different ain't of God. That's the doctrine of demons.
That's right.
You know, you can be in a charismatic church, and if they don't have this right, you actually taking in demons because of their doctrine.
Right.
He said it's a doctrine of demons, not a demonstration.
That's right.
So when they speak the false doctrine over you that is not correct, you sucking in demons. You could be full of the Holy Ghost and still receiving doctrines of devils.
Come on now.
They'll keep you in bondage. He said, no, by the fruit, not by the manifestation. So a lot of people keep on missing it. You could be saved and still full of demons. Because the doctrine is not correct. And since we're on the time, let me give you a prophetic order.
There you go.
Quick. I ain't gonna even go in the scripture, but I'm the book of Eli. I got it right here. I'm gonna turn the page right now. The Bible says, do not serve two masters. For you love one or hate the other. Or you cleanse the one. Not cleanse another. So all my prophetic people, there are 15 mentors, 19 mamas, 47 daddies in the spirit. You better check out. Because you're being tossed to and fro by every winning doctrine. The Bible says you must only have one teacher. Not many. Now I heard some of y'all say something crazy, and I'm just rebuking you. Lord, I won't say your name. But you can't have, this is my pastor over here.
Right.
And this is my apostle over here. This is my prophet over here. This is my teacher over here. Timothy, only mess with Paul. He ain't mess with Peter. He ain't mess with James and John. He only had one leader. Paul said, my son, Timothy. When John disciples knew Jesus was coming in the preacher, John said, I must decrease, and he must increase. Because John said, I'm out of the picture, it's Jesus' turn. Because you can't have more than one teacher. Any man with two hands is a monster. You can't have more than one leader. You got to have one head. So if you have a style, speak with the apostle. You can't have an apostle and a prophet. And you have one teacher. Jesus was all things. That one teacher. You cannot have more than one leader. Anything with two hands is a monster. You eat cabbage over here. You eat spinach over here. You go to this person, you eat ice cream. Now your spirit is constipated. We need a DNA test to know what your spirit is. Who is your daddy? So when people come to me and say, prophet, you my spirit to fall up in the night. Oh, but this is my other spirit to fall over here. The devil is a lie. You got to choose one. You cool the blood. You Republican or Democrat? Which one are you? There's no three-way street, only two-way. One, heaven, hell. Dark, light. One leader or other leader. You can't have 15 people speaking into your ear. That's being taught so and fro by everyone in the doctrine. One preaching grace, one preaching repentance, one preaching on the prophetic, one preaching on the apostolic. If you can't get that in that one leader, then you need to move on. Even when it came to the Godhead, there was only one at a time on earth. Jesus said, it's better for me to leave. I can't stay here. I didn't talk too long enough. But I'm going to send another teacher. Like an unto me. See, Jesus knew that they can't listen to him and the Holy Spirit at the same time. So he knew that this was not of God. It can't have two hands. So if God knew that you can't have two hands spiritually, what do you think it is on earth?
Right.
Jesus. Right. Ain't no surrogate parents around here. covering. But if they're going to, they're pulling you over here and I'm pulling you over here, there's going to be a wrestling under them sheets.
Come on now.
No one spiritual leader. One. Not two, three, or four. One. Oh, this is my friend, you know, she's an intercessor. No. God makes interceptions for us.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit makes interceptions for us as well.
Yeah.
And your leader makes interceptions for me. That is the protocol. You don't need sisters, something like you playing with your marriage, but she's single. Buddy, you don't need no woman to be a single playing with your marriage. Be one of why it's failing. And then she creeps on your hugging afterwards. Can I say that out loud?
Yeah.
That's enough to me.
Yeah.
Another thing. Prophets. Tell me about women prophets. Stop saying you birth your husband out.
My God!
Can I get biblical reasons? According to Genesis, the husband birthed the wife out.
That's it.
She came out of his womb. They call her womb man. You came from my womb. Other man. And I called you womb man. So that means the man gave her her title. Womb man. Boy called her womb man. Adam called her womb man. I call you womb man. And then when you fail, now I call you Eve. Because you're the mother of all living things. Adam gave everybody their calling. You a horse. You're a lion. You giraffe. So there's no such thing as you burn your man out. He burns you out. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
I'm going to get eaten in the room. The second Lorentian said, the second there ain't no Lorentian.
What?
We must not pretend honor. Oh, it starts from the household first. Now, some men are strong, and women have what they call it, when they birthing out, they help birth, midwife. They call it midwife. Did I say that out loud? Why do you think they call it midwife? She's standing in the gap of the wife in the middle. And that will push out the sons of God. Sons don't mean just male.
Right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's male and female. Because inside that man, there's a woman.
Yeah.
Inside of every woman, there's a man.
Man. Yeah.
So the two are one.
Yeah.
So it's not about a female male sense. See, let me take something. The power of God in the early 50s, 40s, during the A.K. Allen times, the glory of God was there. During the times of Wilson J. Seymour and the early 1800s, 1900s, the Jerusalem Street, the glory of God started to dwindle in the late 60s and 70s when the feminist movement came about.
Yep, yep, yep.
The men started acting like women. And the women started acting like men. It got out of position. And we lost our possession of the Holy Ghost. I've been shooting the scripture down to make every woman chillax in the spirit. Why am I going into this? Chill out, Papa. They're going to run up out of here. They're going to want the offer back. Like, I know God told me, 1 minute they don't line up with this scripture. I don't care what angel of light came to you. It don't line up with the word. So the thing was, when that happened, the gay movement came in. And it started twisting and crack wrists and all that crazy stuff. No. It lifted the power of God. Then you start seeing children rebelling against parents.
Yes.
That kind of stuff isn't afforded. 50s, they can't even click with their parents. So then you saw the drug over there, and this book, when an animal came in my Bible, please, sweetie. I'm going to show you a scripture that talks about the same plague that happened to Israel. Go to Isaiah. Go to Isaiah right quick. Oh, Lord, I said I'm going to do what I didn't say I was going to do. But I have to do this because this needs to get in order. Before you get in authority, you must be under authority. And you must understand that God has this prophetic order of how it goes. You can't have more than one leader. You go to Isaiah, and you go to book 8. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 8. Now, I want to read you something that's going to kind of shock you all. But this is happening when a city or a country is falling. Look what it's saying. For Jerusalem is ruined. America is ruined. And Judah is fallen. Why have they fallen? I'm going to show you. Because their tongues and their doings are against the Lord, the provoking eyes of his glory. Verse 9 is why they hit you real hard. Show up thy countenance, do with them against them, and they declare sentence at Sodom. That sounds like a miracle. Can hide it not. What was the sin of Solomon? Gay. Wilding out, doing it, incest. Just all kind of stuff. Watch this. War unto their souls, for they are rewarded equal unto themselves. Now watch this. Say ye to the righteous, talking about us, that ye shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Now watch this. War unto the wicked. Now this is the wicked. It shall be in with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Now this is the part that's about to kill everything. As for my people, church people, children are their oppressors. And their women rule over them. All my people, they which lead me come into error. And destroy the way of that path. That was a time of a fallen country.
Wow.
Their children are the oppressors. Every front line I've been to, women are always praying for my son. He locked up. Pray for my daughter. Pray for this. Pray for that. In the 50s and 60s, you ain't never hear nobody praying for that. Because the children was in line. They was in church. They listened to the parents. Then they said, now the women will move with them. All my people, they that lead thee cause thee to error. Now, this is not to say women can be leaders, but the men fell from grace. The men became weak, and the country was ran by women. They said, oh, Jerusalem, you've fallen. We quiet. My wife is a powerful woman of God. I'm always pushing her to the forefront. But she decided not to become old Jerusalem as fallen. She's more powerful on this, behind the scenes than she is on the scene. Because she's not trying to be Juanita Jr.
That's right.
Sitting you down. And she's more with more power than the ones that's on Front Street. She knows her place and still moving power. Let me tell you something. All of those mighty great women of valor and their ministry that we used to all follow, look at their lives now. Their marriage ruined their ministry. Because the Bible tells us, husband, if you don't honor the wife, your prayers begin. Titus tells us, wife, if you do not obey your husband, you bring blasphemy to the word of God. So, if you ain't obeying your husband, you blaspheming God. And if husband, you ain't honoring your wife, your prayers are hindered. So, this tells me something was out of order. You can be powerful, but our anointing that's not harnessed correctly can be destructive.
Amen.
Know who you labor among. Know your prophetic headship.
Amen.
Know your prophetic headship. This doesn't mean that you control them, men. You can be in control and not be controlling. There's a big difference. Because some of these women are more powerful than you give. So you embrace that gift. One thing about my wife, I don't have to watch her for her when she gonna pray for people. I know she's gonna get it done. But I need some help, I need some gift to pray for me. Hallelujah. That's the only woman gonna lay hands on me. That's it. But I know her spirit. I know she doesn't hold them. And I know she's up to authority. Oh, I know y'all ain't gonna like me no more, ladies. I'm sorry. I know y'all had your chief administrator, apostle, mentor, lady, chief apostle, she's an apostle, and her husband a deacon. All they do is sell raffle tickets and sell scripture every now and then. Oh, my people. This should not be so. Jerusalem has fallen. Judah is ruined. Did I say that out loud? Okay. In America, we get away with that. And that's why we don't see the power. But the household is out of order. But you go to Africa? Yes, my lord. Yes, my bishop. They reverence their husbands. They know that. And they're powerful women of God.
Yeah.
But that's why you see more miracles in Africa.
Yeah.
They honor the fivefold. Yeah. They honor, they bow. When the prophets are over them, they get on their knees.
Yes,
are you the prophet? Yes, 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 better God. Yes, yes. No honor in America.
Right.
You don't honor the prophet. I didn't do what he do. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. I'm sorry to tell you. Sometimes, you know, the we all have the spirit, but some of them ain't the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. So don't think you can do what a prophet can do. You may be prophetic. Some of y'all just prophetic. But you're not a prophet. You don't walk under that great sacred office, so you got to be careful and learn how to honor. Where there's honor, there's access. You can't get my anointing just by, hey, how you doing, man of God? One lady came up to me, she said, brother, could you, they told me that you have a word, you know, that you hear from God. Could you give me a word? I said, no, because you called me brother.
Come on now.
She said, what you mean? I said, the Bible said you chief prophet in the name of a prophet, your river prophet's report. So she said, you caught up on titles? No, but if God called me a prophet, who are you as a man not to disrespect me? If my child called me Sean, my title is Daddy. Houston, we have a problem.
Houston,
we have a problem because my title is Daddy. Because you, whoever how you view me or address me is how you view me. So you want the prophetic flow, you got to honor that prophet.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something, people of God. We're going to get off into praying and worshiping, believe for miracles. But let me tell you another prophetic thing. The Bible said in Corinthians, let two or three prophets prophesy. Man of God touched on it the other day. It didn't say let two or three people prophesy. And so let two or three members or ministers or bishops or pastors, they said let two or three qualified prophets prophesy. Everybody is not called to stand up and say something.
Say it.
Because if you were, then you'll have this mic. We were just recently in Atlanta, a man of God, he asked me to let him prophesy. And he said he only had one word before the bishop. I gave him the mic. This man of God prophesied to the bishop, the bishop's daughter, the people of God. Hold on, one more word. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost didn't do that. Then he prophesied to the daughter and missed it. So I stopped the service. I said, "You missed it." Everybody looked at me like, I say, you prophesied. They like, you put that man on first read. The Bible say, open rebuke.
Yes,
it's better than hidden love.
Yep.
So the others may fear.
Yes.
And others may learn.
Yes.
I judged his prophecy and it was off. He tried to explain himself and Bishop and them called me, emailed me. As I finished with them, they start checking their credentials like, you're right, prophet. Maybe. I don't know. Because you know that man was out of order. He had a gift. He just was out of line. He wasn't in his office. When you're in an office, that means you have the authority. You wasn't in authority that day. So we got to be careful when we allow just anybody get up here and say they prophesying. If you know you ain't got the gift, shut your mouth. If I know the prophetic ain't on me today, I ain't doing prophecy.
Amen.
I'm going to pray for you.
That's
I'm going to pray for the healing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be impartation.
Yeah.
But if I don't hear nothing,
yeah.
I don't hear nothing.
That's it.
They ain't going to make me no less of a prophet.
Okay.
They don't you don't sit in the Bible and make all this prophesied all day long. Count how many scriptures Jesus prophesied. Exactly. You count on one hand how many times Jesus prophesied in the Bible. The rest was healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. So if you're in church and that's all you do, something wrong. That ain't a prophetic school. That's a psychic network. Tomorrow we're running to man God, I got a word for you. You sure? The next day you got another word for me. And oh yeah, don't forget, okay, I forgot to tell you the rest. What? Are you serious? So God gave you a 3-page letter about my life that I don't know nothing about. Don't listen to those people. You can ask myself how many times I prophesied to him. I be prophesying on accident, just having a conversation. Majority of the time I just teach. I be talking to him, he be like, how in the world? I told him the other day about something like, Pop, Pop, I'm going to use the book for me. That's how you do. Pop, you're in the book for me. You know how you tell him? Pop, you're in the book for me. I'm just going to tell you that. I love him. But I be doing it on accident. He be like, boy, Pop, you and I was right now, Pop. But that's how God works. Somebody gonna have a word for you all the time. Most prophetic teachers teach how to be a prophet. And some things that I taught, they just caught.
Amen.
Some things I don't even gotta catch you nothing. You can be around me, you catching stuff.
Amen.
Man of God, the other day was sitting up here in the atmosphere of the prophet, he thought belching. It delivered. Nobody lay a hand on nobody and said nothing. He's like, ugh. Like, he was with a ball or something. And he just started coming out of him.
Yeah.
He here right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to put him on Front Street, but the dude right there. Right there with the blue shirt. But that's how God works. So if you want to want to move in the power of God, you got to get around prophets. People who move in the prophetic, not the pathetic. Every time, I see you got a book in you. Everybody got a book in them. Every prophet that ever wrote the Bible wrote a book. So of course you got a book in you. Paul had a book. John had a book. Every book. That ain't no Everybody got a book in them. That's your prophetic nature. Once you receive Christ, you automatically get into fighting. So if I tell you that, I'm just joking with you. I see a book in you, man. What kind of book? I don't know, but I see a lot of books. You tell me what kind of book, then I'll say, I'm with God. I don't know what kind of book. I remember I was talking to one of my daughter. I told her the title of a book that she was working on.
Wow.
When it's God, he don't need details.
Yeah.
They don't mean a thing of what it's supposed to be. You're not going to be the tutu truck in there. You're not going to be, it's going to flow like rivers.
That's, right.
That's the real prophet. That's real prophetic.
Hallelujah.
It's going to flow like rivers. Where the knowledge is going to flow. And I'm going to reiterate what I said last time. If you're an apostle, you better be raising the dead.
Come on.
Matthew chapter 10 tells us the anointing he gave the apostle.
Yeah.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils.
Yes.
Freely you receive, freely you give. If you're not doing that, you apple. You may be an apostle in training, but you're not an apostle just yet. You're still a disciple. Because the disciples struggled with casting out demons.
Yes, they did.
But when they became apostles,
yes,
people got healed by Israel.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Amen.
You're not an apostle if you have many churches. You're just a good businessman. You're a good businessman on a lot of buildings, but you're not an apostle. You're Apple. Just not solid. So we're going to get off into all that. You're a bishop. You're a woman. No, because I don't want to get killed up there. you got my pistol? They call me 3-piece, pistol packing preacher. Y'all run up on me, I'm dang. Y'all going to forget me too. Oh, yeah, I'm Peter. I chop the old head and get me back killed. I ain't tripping. Glory to God. So, in the Carolinas, we should have patted Stephen down for the king, man. So all my women bishops, chill out. Don't go past this. Chill out. I'm talking to you. In the camp, if you hear me, woman of God, pray about it. Think it over. It don't line up. The man of one wife, not a wife of one husband. Well, see, you know, during the Greek time, I don't care. If you don't say that in the 66 books, that's a lie. You're lying. You're lying. Don't do that to yourself. That's a spirit. That's a Jezebel spirit. But if you can't blame Jezebel, you gotta blame Ahab. We men allowed this to happen. You didn't stand up and take the rightful position, so these women had no choice but to become Jezebel. It's not like she wanted to be Jezebel. She had no choice. Because Ahab was in the religion.
Come on now.
So I don't blame some of these women to go for positions they be in. Because their husbands didn't step up.
Yeah.
And the only way to kill Jezebel is not casting out. The only way to kill Jezebel, according to the Bible, is to kill her flesh.
Yeah.
Let the dog eat her.
Yeah.
You can't kill Jezebel by praying for her. But that gave me lightning to the city.
Amen. Right.
She had to die by the flesh.
She died by the flesh.
Can't kill no dad. Oh, she got to kill herself.
My goodness.
All these books about coming against the spirit of Jezebel. What spirit? She ain't going nowhere. She got to die to her own flesh. I'm sorry, Apostle, never opened that book. But that's not scripture. You can't cast out no Jezebel spirit. She gotta die to flesh. You know why the dogs didn't eat her hands? Because that's where the power is.
Ooh, Jesus.
So that spirit still lives on.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
hallelujah. That's why she's still in the church.
Yeah.
Because her hands never was destroyed.
That's it.
That's the name.
Yeah.
The hands.
Yeah.
Is where the power is. So the word hand in the Hebrew is the word yad, yad, which means power.
Yaga.
If you don't have yad, you have nothing. That's why when we lay hands, everything's through the transferring of the hands. The right hand of fellowship, laying on of the hands, impartation through hands. Jesus nailed by his hands. Why? He died so you can receive the power.
Yes.
He got nailed in his feet, so blessed up the feet of the two preach the gospel.
Yes.
He got hit with the thorn, so you won't sweat from your brow no more.
Yes.
To break the Adamic curse.
Yes.
By his back for the labor.
Come on.
When you're in the glory realm, you don't labor. When you're in the glory realm, it's different from the anointing. Let me give you a quick snip on that. We're going to get off of that. See, you, the Bible says this in Psalms 1. Psalms 1, I don't want y'all to say, you never went to the scriptures. For all my theologians. I did one time, I did do that. So when you have so much word in you, you don't even need the physical book.
You've been
all night long. Psalms 145, verse 11 through 12. And, we got like 15 more hours to go, and I'm going to let y'all go, okay?
Amen.
Amen. I see something, y'all. You know what I mean? That's okay. Stay asleep. You're going to wake up, and I ain't going to be sitting over you like this. Psalm 145, verse 11. This is the key to the glory round. How many of y'all want to move in the glory round?
Amen.
Some of y'all probably don't really know what that is, but it's a different transition from just the anointing. It's the manifested power and presence of God. More than just God in you, but you inside God. A lot of people want, fill me with your spirit. No, Lord, let me walk inside your spirit. Because if the spirit only in me, that means that it's inside me, but I still don't have protection on the outside.